Breeze y McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Breeze Special. Llévate el Angel Breeze Special solo en McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now today, if you can believe it, marks 40 years since a brand new soap opera was launched onto our television screens. It was set in the fictional borough of Walford in London. It followed the stories of local residents, mainly having affairs and then the odd time killing each other. But how realistic is it? I am, of course, talking about EastEnders. Henry McKean was in London for us this week, chatting to pub landlords, London cabbies and locals from the real EastEnders.
My mum spent half her life wondering if the next knock on the door was going to be the law, and I'm not going to be the same.
Well, from what I've heard, your mother spent most of her time either on her back or half cut.
What did you say?
Drunken old tart. It's no secret, is it?
Don't ever let me hear you talk like that again.
Hi, my name's Mark Leeds. I am the general manager of the Wellington Hotel in Waterloo. I've been a licensee for just over 40 years, and I've actually run the Wellington for 23 years.
So you are, in a way, a bit similar to EastEnders. We're here in the bar, and this bar does remind me a little bit of the Queen Vic. Very English, very traditional. Oh, somebody just dropped something there. I hope there isn't going to be an argy-bargy. You don't have to throw anyone out.
Well, I used to be a big fan of EastEnders, and I did have a bar in Leicester Square where I got to know some of the cast. I've got pictures with the Kent boys.
Wow.
They were great guys, and we used to talk about real life in pubs. The Wellington is a really traditional English bar. The thing that's changed now is the diversity of customers now. There's so many different sorts of people that you have to deal with, many different genders. I love it. I love meeting people.
When it comes to them pouring pints in the Queen Vic, is it like that in real life? And do you ever tell customers to shut it? How's my accent there?
The accent's not too bad. No, I would never say that to a customer. Nowadays, I'll probably get into trouble. It's a good question you ask, because I do. I watch EastEnders, and I watch how they pour the beers, and it just makes me laugh, because I think they're already under the counter. I see if there's any bubbles in the beer. The way they sort of pour it, it's nothing like real life. I know they try to make it like that, and I'd love to be on the set to say, no, this is what pub life's all about. But real pub life's not like that. Yes, you do have the few domestics. You do have fights. But if you run a good unit, no, you don't.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother. Yes, I am.
He's here. I can feel him.
Ed.
Ed! I'm going to meet George Michael.
So what was it Lucy said to you? If it was so bad, you had to kill her.
I'm not going to go through every little detail, Ian.
Barry, you're a London cabbie. How realistic is EastEnders?
EastEnders? Proper Cockney.
And what's a proper Cockney?
Different than what they're showing on EastEnders.
Would you have certain values? Would you stand for something?
You know, it's all family, isn't it? Family life.
And helping each other out, getting through the blitz.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody has to help them getting together, which we don't have now.
And you miss those days?
Yes, very much.
My name is Joshua Rom, Joshuarom, and I am a entertainment and royals journalist and broadcaster.
Joshua, to think that EastEnders has now been around since, you know, since 1985, what's its legacy, and is London like EastEnders?
I think EastEnders is definitely diverse, like London. I think a show that's lasted around 40 years is a massive achievement in itself. And that's also due to some of the beloved characters, characters like Ian Beale, played by Adam Woodyer, characters like Sharon Watts, played by Letitia Dean. Viewers have really grown up with these characters. They've grown to love these characters over the years. And the fact that it's been around for 40 years is an absolute testament to the longevity of the soap, how popular the soap is, the cult following of the soap, and long may it continue.
Is it realistic? You live in London. Is London like that? And nowadays, could I afford to buy a house in the East End?
I mean, listen, like any soap, there's always going to be fantasy elements. The soaps aren't totally fully realistic, you know, that, for example, the Queen Vic having, this will be its either the third or fourth fire in its history, you know.
A lot of fires.
Something like that is maybe not the most realistic element, but, you know, there are, it does show the mundane elements. It shows the mundane elements of, you know, sitting in a cafe in the East End, selling flowers or selling veg on a market. So I think, like all soaps, it's got its fantasy elements. It's kind of entertainment license, shall we say, but there are realistic elements too.
And your favourite character of all time?
Oh, 100%. It's got to be Sharon Watts. Sharon Watts, played by Letitia Dean, absolutely iconic. Absolutely iconic moment. She's been so integral to the soap's success. She continues to be such a strong and shining presence on screen. I love that. But also, I mean, Peggy Mitchell, the late, great Barbara Windsor. You can't beat Peggy. And that thing, Peggy, the Peggy and Sharon showdown, love it. Love it.
EastEnders is turning 40. You started out in soaps. What makes soap actors so good?
Oh, I don't know. All that practice, I guess. We do a lot of scenes very quickly. We get a lot of quick practice, yeah.
Guy Pearce, thank you.
No worries.
Look, Kathy, nothing happened.
You slut. Phil, you slept with Sharon. I had two things in my life that meant anything, you and her.
A true EastEnder is someone who was born within the Bow Bells, London and the Cockneys. From the East End. This is a great city, isn't it? London.
It's a global city.
Yeah.
You're a London cabbie. You're proud of being a Londoner and being a cabbie driver?
I used to be. London's gone now. We're not... we've got a mayor that's ruined the capital. London's not like it used to be. It's not like the old days, put it that way.
Someone who's kind of like loves the city, probably born here, lived here all his life, still lives here. Carries on with all the crap that we get here, and we just carry on regardless. We're here, it's London.
You just keep on going?
Absolutely. Regardless of troubles and times and difficulties, all sorts, you name it, we've got it here right now, every day.
Can you teach me some Cockney slang?
Loads of minute. Apples and pears, we all know that one, whatever. On a Brahms and Liszt, there's another one there. They roll off the tongue when you're out with your chums and that, you know. I mean,
just so apples and pears again.
Yeah, it's that stairs, isn't it? SES, they're easy ones if you like. But Cockney rhyming slang evolves. It's here today, and there's another one going on maybe next week. From years ago, there was all out there because that's how people spoke in this city. Yeah, huge groups of people, you know, North Londoners, South East Londoners and that. They still talk like I do. It's kind of a slangy type way we speak, you know.
Such an honour to have you here, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, please call me Boris.
I wouldn't dream of telling the Mayor of London what to do. Thank you so much.
Oh, I did some iffy things. But of all the filth I have had to endure for money, being with you was by far the foulest. Get off me!
You think we're stupid, do you, you blonde tart?
She wants a slap, yeah? Oh, no. You'll have to come through me first, Waynetta.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, get out of my face!
Yeah, back in the day, the great train robbers used to drink in here, and actually Buster Edwards was a regular customer. He had a flower stall across the road from the Wellington, and he used to stand in the corner, and actually before he committed suicide, he came into the Wellington, bought two large vodkas, and actually on the day of the funeral, all the old villains turned up to remember him.
And do you like an old villain?
Yes, I do.
And there is something romantic about them. The Rolling Stones as well have played here.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. If you do your research on the Wellington, a lot of famous bands have played here. The Stones, Roger Daltrey's band, The Who, have played here. People just tell me stories all the time about the Wellington, and we're haunted, and there is life after death.
My name's David Cronin.
That's a good Irish second name. You're from the East End.
From Stepney.
And how proud are you of your EastEnder roots?
100% proud.
And what makes a Londoner, what makes an EastEnder?
Well, an EastEnder is someone who was born in the East End, but it's the camaraderie. So that's why we think that, well, I personally think that the EastEnders, the TV show, is nothing like reality.
It's not realistic, you don't think?
No, not at all.
So you haven't got lots of mistresses and you don't fight people in pubs?
No, and...
Not that you'd tell me.
And in the East End, it's not like it is in the TV programme, where everybody has a job, Everybody's happy. Everybody has a house. That's not real.
Pauline, this ain't gonna solve anything!
No, but screwing some frustrated old prostitute did, didn't it? That was all right!
But it didn't mean anything to me, it meant nothing to me!
You stay away!
But Pauline, please, that's...
Stay away from me, Arthur!
Yes, thank you very much to our own EastEnder, Henry McKean, for that special report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Angel Reese y McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Reese Special. Llévate el Angel Reese Special solo en McDonald's. Para pa pa pa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.